The chief executive of Virgin is being hung out to dry today. She seems to have said this. She seems to have said, give me the money and just go away and die, the rest of you. She seems to be putting money before lives. She wants the borders to Australia to be open, and she has said, quote, some people will die. Now, that looks cruel. That is very badly worded. But what she said is essentially right. The context of what she said, and I'll give it to you. This is as reported on the Queensland University website, which is where she gave the speech. Quote, we can't keep COVID out forever. We are all going to be sicker than the past because we're not exposed to viruses and challenges that the rest of the world is dealing with. So we need to get our borders open for our own health and for the economy, brackets, once vaccinated, brackets. Still quoting, it will make us sick, but it won't put us in hospital. Some people may die, but it will be smaller than the flu. Now, yes, it sounds hard-hearted. Open the borders for all us rich people. You poor people just go away and die. Very, very badly worded. But in the context, she's not wrong. It is what needs to be done. I want your votes in a minute. Will you support opening the borders? 96900 693 1313 32. Or do you want to stay the conservative line? Stay shut, protect the country, protect our lifestyle out there. Is it important enough to reopen the borders to help the economy? 96900 693 1313 32. Let's run a quick little poll. I mean, in Victoria, we know better than anybody. And nobody wants anybody to die. And COVID is far, far, far worse than the flu. We've seen more than 3,000 deaths from flu in the average year in Australia. If we can get Australia fully vaccinated against COVID, the COVID vaccines look better than the flu vaccines, more effective, then the aim would be to get the COVID infection rates much lower than the flu and much lower than the deaths and live with it. So what do? Well, I've got some ideas. And the starting point is the rest of Australia should listen to us here in Victoria. We know how the virus can escape. We know how it can suddenly devastate the state. We know how you can get 700 cases a day, 30 deaths a day. We've been through it. The rest of Australia hasn't. We've been locked in our houses. We know the surge. We understand it. So my plan is this. We've got to do it carefully, but we're going to have to do it. One, take the politics out of it. The Prime Minister is being pressured politically. This should be above politics. It is gambling with lives. Two, the starting point has to be one death is too many. Do everything we can to avoid even one death. Three, COVID is here to stay. Four, it can devastate a population that isn't ready. Have a look at what's happened in India. Look at Taiwan. They were basically on top of it. Suddenly they're not. They're locked down again. People are dying. Five, vaccines are working. The UK death rate, well, they've lost since day one. They lost 128,000 people. 128,000. Yesterday, only five people died. That's awful, but five is down massively. They're opening up again. The US the same, 600,000 deaths. Yesterday, 214 deaths. It's working. Six, another outbreak is inevitable in this country. All the experts say that. Seven, the best way to get through an outbreak is lockdown or try and avoid it with vaccination. Eight, we can't live indefinitely in lockdown. Nine, vaccination is part of the answer, but it's moving too slowly in this country. People are understandably wary of AstraZeneca. Get the GPs involved. I mean, you go to your GP and ask him, you're more likely to trust somebody you've been dealing with for 20 years rather than go to a vaccination hub that looks like the safe injecting room Daniel loves. Get the GPs involved urgently. And 10, we must have purpose-built quarantine centres. Still we're mucking around. Build the damn things. Mickleham, Avalon, it's got to be done. And we're still just talking about it. The feds don't want to pay. The state government's got this grand scheme, $700 million. That's a massive amount of money. You can build multi-storey hotels for less. It's got to be done. Work should have started. Instead, they're all arguing about it. Now, we've got this lapse at the moment in the COVID assault. We should be using this lapse, this breathing space, to prepare for the next year, the next war with COVID. And part of it is that quarantine facility. It is urgent.